If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
This episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago is sponsored by David Hochberg and Jeremy Hogle from MegaPros Home Repair, Remodel, and Renovation Experts. The law offices of David Schluter, Stephen A. Leahy from OPEM Tax Advocates, and Janelle Iacino from Rose Pest Solutions. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNradio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago. Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Thank you, Mr. Jennings. Let's light this candle. Elwood, buddy, how many miles to Chicago?
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Hello, Chicago.
My name is David Hochberg, host of Home Sweet Home Chicago.
That's the best in the city of Chicago.
Where you from?
Chicago. Chicago.
It's time for Home Sweet Home Chicago.
We're on a mission from God.
With your host, David Hochberg.
Welcome, good morning, and how you doing? Steve, you're looking great.
I'm on a mission from God.
You're looking great. Steve plopped into my car this morning at 8:01.
Plopped.
I'm like, short night, Steve, or short morning?
Yeah. Well, he ate breakfast, so something was different.
Something was up. Steve did black coffee. You want anything? Black coffee.
And it was a clean plate, too. Did you see that?
Three eggs, side of bacon.
Four eggs,
side of bacon.
Why is that, Dave? They wouldn't give me three eggs. I had to have two or four.
So did I.
That makes sense.
It's a conspiracy. Huh. Yeah. And the eggs are like $17 an egg.
I wouldn't know.
Yeah, three. I know, because I paid for it. The bill was sitting next to him for 12 minutes. I'm like, where's the bill? He's like, it's over here. It's like, I was going to get it. Yeah, I was going to get it. I just couldn't reach over the 17 inches to get it. 312-981-7200. It's like going out to dinner with my kids, right? Mm. They're both working. You think they'd pick up a check every once in a while.
They never
it's been 8 years with Steve here. 312-981-7200.
We're almost friends now, Dave.
Right, almost. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, text, and phone line. We're going to jump right into this right now. Since I'm busting your chops here. Sam from Schaumburg would like to know what he can expect with the new big, beautiful bill. He's a server on his tips. What should he expect to save in taxes coming when he files taxes next year?
Well, that's what I'm going to talk about all the show. So you want me to begin there?
Yeah, start. Well, I got
$25,000 the limit. You get to deduct $25,000. You have to report all your income, and then you can deduct $25,000 in eligible tips. Not all tips are eligible, and so that's what we're going to talk about a little bit on the show today, because I went to Miami a couple of years ago and they were hitting me with a 20% gratuity, mandatory gratuity. And then I come here to Chicago, went to dinner here last weekend, they hit me with the 20% mandatory gratuity. That doesn't qualify as a tip, and so you have to pay taxes on that.
Did the server live up to the 20%?
No.
Okay. I waited tables out of college. Can you imagine that?
I did.
Ada's Deli. It was a delicatessen up in Deerfield. My buddy's dad, Marvin Spatz, owned it, was a part owner, and I did double, 7 to 7 on the weekends. Yeah. Got in there at 6:15, did my side work, filled out my salt, peppers, and all that stuff. 7 o'clock, I was a moving target for for 12 hours. Angry Jewish people on the weekends having deli. Like
Max and Benny's over there?
Well, you know, it was kind of like a Max and Benny's around the corner, okay, over by where there's the driver's facility. It's right next door where that Thai place is. That's where Ada's was. Okay, I did it for like 2 years. Made a fortune. It was great. Got all my toll money, right? Gave my mom a couple $100 because I live with my mom. Forget about it, right? When I wanted to beat the clients up for not tipping me what I thought, and I was running. I was sweating in people's food because I was pumping and pumping. I tipped the servers out an extra 20 to make sure my coffees and waters were taken care of. It was a rough job.
Wow.
But I know what it
is.
You
learned something.
I learned, well, I work hard anyway, but I earn my tips. I don't understand how you just throw a 20% tip on
there with
without earning anything.
And it does, you do see a difference in the service. You just do.
You do.
And I'm getting 20% anyway. And we're all sharing. We want to make sure that they make a living. They can make sure they make a living if they just wait on you, right? Yeah. They get big tips.
And this other Michigasse they got going on.
What is that?
crazy BS. Mishigas. It's Yiddish. Forget about it. It's ridiculous, right? They had the 3% surcharge, right, on top. I'm like, yeah, which will be removed if you ask. In negative 18 font. So I go, you know what? Can you remove that for me? It's not just the 3%. It's just the fact that it's on there without just asking me if they wanted to put that. I'm like, are you getting that? They're like, no. I'm like, then take it off.
I compared that font with the last line at the eye doctor. And it was actually smaller than that.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. All right. Okay, we're going around the horn here. This is a lightning round because we're going to get show off the ground. Bam, we're up at 160. We're up. What the hell is that? We're at 160 miles an hour. Wheels are up. Flaps are down. All right.
It's dark when we're wearing sunglasses.
Right. Scott owns an Airbnb up in New Buffalo.
Yeah.
He got a bad review. Because there were some hornet's nests up there.
Wasp nests off the, right by the backsliding door. He's like, I can't have this happen. You know, these people were mad. They couldn't use the deck. And we're like.
So what'd you do?
Well, we sent someone out there right away to take care of them. But he was like, you know, I'm not going to be up there till next week. You know, I got guests coming. So we're like, no problem. You know, and this is kind of, it's kind of a perk of doing business with us. We're the eyes when you can't be at your lake house. You know, we have a lot of lake house customers, a lot of summer home customers. We have for decades, for generations. And when you can't be at both your properties, we'll come and check things out, especially when we're coming into mouse season and stuff at the end of the fall. It's just good to have someone to look after your property.
I've got a question for Dave. Yeah. That it's an email question that I'm going to ask him this. Dave, at my sister-in-law's, at my nephew's closing that you did, day before the closing, the seller's attorney, what did we talk about, right? They wait till the last minute.
It was the week before I was on the show and it happened.
It happened. Right. So the week after, we go to my nephew's closing up in Northbrook. Mm-hmm. Okay, everything's smooth. How much you got to bring in? I don't know, it's like 13, whatever it was. Say it was 10 grand. Day of the closing, 45 minutes before the closing. Okay, 45 minutes before the closing, shoots up to $13,500. So I called Dave. He had nothing to do with it. I said, Dave, I'm going to say things at a very high, loud voice because I have to, and it's not directed at you. I was hot.
Oof.
Okay, my family. And we just talked about it the week before.
The reason being is people have to get a cashier's check for those who haven't bought a home. So that, you know, his nephew had already picked up the check.
It was on the way to the closing, and now they got to bring in $3,000 because the seller's attorney was a lazy SOB. And all he had to do was do his job and do what, Dave?
Get the right tax credits.
Wow.
And he misread the title commitment and went ahead and made it that we owed less money. He was giving us too much money. And so
how long did he have that file, Dave? 45 days?
It was a real winner, yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
Seller's attorney had 45 days to check all this. Last minute, they send their figures to the title company. Title company sends it to us. We tell our client, our borrowers, what they need to bring in.
But you saw it first because you're the lender.
I'm the lender. We call our client that happened to be my nephew and my sister-in-law. Forget about it. Okay? I don't need that. Right? So I'm like, everything's good. 45 minutes. Correct, Dave?
Yes, and they had to go back to the bank and get more money. It was very awkward.
Guess who drove them to the bank, Dave?
I know somebody. He's a radio host.
David Hochberg had to schlep my sister-in-law back to the bank.
And I did try my usual cure. I've done over 20,000 deals in 40 years, which is write me a personal check, David R. Schluter. I'll endorse it.
Yeah.
So I'll be on the hook. No, we don't do that.
Prairie Title wouldn't do that.
Because then he wouldn't have had to go.
Thanks, Frank.
Get a cashier's check.
Yeah, Frank at Prairie Title wouldn't do that. Yeah. So I want to thank Prairie Title for that. Help me out on that one.
I was willing to go on the hook because it's Dave. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah, I would do it for pretty much anybody.
I've done millions of dollars with Prairie Title.
Right.
Thanks, Frank. So the week before, it wasn't Frank's fault. It was the attorney who submitted it. But we just talked about it.
It was crazy because we literally were here.
Talking about it.
You know how they wait till the last minute? And the reason is, again, a law called the Illinois Good Funds Law says the first $50,000 can be a cashier's check, and then over $50,000, even if it's $51,000, is a wire.
Yeah.
Wires are very tough to run around last minute. Sometimes you got to postpone the closing. So the bottom line is, if the numbers go awry, sometimes it's the lender who goes, oh, we forgot the tax escrow. But if the person submitting the title does screw it up, it does mean a lot of times two trips to the bank, because they're told get it a day early. Mm. you know, it could be a 9 o'clock closing.
Did the seller's attorney call my niece, my nephew, and my sister-in-law to apologize, Dave? No, that's a hard no.
It was a fast busy, I think.
So. Yeah, fast busy. It didn't show up at the closing. Screwed over really? My family. Screwed over me. Yikes. It delayed the closing. Other than that, everything was great. Ah. All right, this is Home Sweet Home Chicago. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. We're going to come back with, I believe it's Janelle Iacino from Rose Pest Solutions. After these messages, birds off the ground, Steve. All right, there's Janelle's air horn. I never realized we were coming out of it. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. I didn't say they were whores. I said they were dressed like little whores. That's what I said. I'm sure they're very fine ladies, but they're dressed like why wear clothes, right? They're walking around half naked, and if my daughter wouldn't leave the house like that to come downtown, she'd leave the house, then put those clothes on. But I'm just saying,
she'd probably take layers off.
Right, right. You're better off just wearing your bra and your panties. I'm just saying. You know, it's all I'm saying.
It's a good look.
Whatever. I'm sure you're a sick man. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. You guys handle a lot of wasps, a lot of bees. Yeah. What's the word I'm looking for? Extraditing them, exterminating them,
eradicating
them off of the people's properties.
Yeah, it's stinging insect season. And last time I was on the show, we were talking about spiders, right? And there's a lot of wasps that are predatory, and they will eat spiders. So where there's a lot of food sources for them, they're going to be in abundance. I actually just got a text from Jeremy yesterday, and he was like, what are these holes on my mom's porch in the wood?
Uh-oh.
And I zoomed in, and I'm like, dude, you got carpenter bees. And what's weird is, like, carpenter bees usually come out in May, and we're having, like, a second wave of them for some reason. So this weather pattern this whole summer has been, like, throwing things off. It's crazy.
Why? Because we're actually getting rain again this summer? We haven't gotten rain in this amount, in this abundance, according to Roy,
right,
who's on last week. It's been an absolute jailbreak.
It's been a hot, wet summer, guys.
Yeah. And we haven't seen it like this in close to 5-6 years.
No. I mean, the amount of tornadoes that have touched down in some of these suburbs that have never seen tornadoes before is kind of freaky, too.
You know, I got a lot of calls that Mark Milstein was on.
Yeah.
Over 400,000 ComEd clients were out of service, had no power.
Jeez.
Be nice to have a backup, your battery system on your home. So
it would be nice.
Yeah, it would be nice. What else?
So stinging insects. I mean, we love honeybees all day long, but there's a lot of stinging insects, yellow jackets and, paper wasps and bald-faced hornets that are out in full force right now. And there are so many videos on TikTok and on Instagram of people trying to take care of these things themselves. And it's just like, you know, it's not going to end up well. You've seen it where people are like, oh, they go up to a big wasp nest with a garbage bag and they're like, oh, it's just go like this underneath it. It's never going to end right.
Hold on. What about these morons that take the PVC, hold it up, the PVC tube, put the M80 or the bottle, tie the bottle rockets together
for it,
and then put an M80 behind it or M20 or whatever it is.
That's not going to kill anything. It's just going to blow it up and disperse them. And then they're all going to
make them angry.
But yeah, because there's a species of wasp called the bald-faced hornet. It's the white and black ones that make the basketball size nests in the trees. You know, they remember faces. So if you mess with it, they're going to remember what you look like and chase you down, and they're going to tell the whole nest, go after this guy.
Did Jack Hanna interview them? How can they say that?
Well, there's facial recognition abilities with a few species on this planet with animals, and it's just a very...
Hopefully not grizzly bears.
I don't know anything about bears. That would be bad.
You were here in 1988, you SOB. You know.
How about those knuckleheads that hold the jar of gasoline or diesel?
Oh, I know.
And then hold it up.
You've seen these videos.
I've seen the video.
Oh,
I sent them to you.
It never ends well. So I guess this is my PSA to listeners. Like, if you've got a wasp nest on your property, do not attempt to handle it on your own, because they're much more aggressive and dangerous than you think. Like, okay, you want to be macho and take care of this, but you're going to end up in the hospital.
I saw one of, it was a two-man crew, right? Two dummy crew, okay? It was one of those aluminum garbage cans with the top, the 5-gallon ones, the old-style ones.
Yep.
So one guy had like
one of those saws, the branch saw thing.
No, it was it was kind of like a paint spatula.
Oh, okay.
Taped to a pole.
Sure.
Okay.
Yep.
Super secure.
Yeah.
Right. So it's like an 8 to 12 inch spackling blade.
Yep.
Right. Jerry rigged onto a 20-foot pole.
Yep.
With duct tape.
Yep.
Right. What could possibly go wrong? So one guy's there, and then another dummy one has got the pole, and
yep.
then dummy two is standing there with the cover underneath the wasp nest.
He's gonna catch it. He's gonna catch it.
Okay. So number one scrapes it off the top of the porch, lands perfectly in. Then he closes it.
Uh huh.
Okay. Fine. Everything worked out. I'm like, now, how long do you got to keep that thing closed?
Yeah, now what?
Now what? Okay, now you've got a bunch of PO'd hornets or whatever that thing
Seriously.
Was inside this container. I mean, what are you going to do now?
I mean, this is a force of nature you just should not mess with. I'm telling you, we see it every year. And just as a reminder, wasps sting over and over and over. Honeybees only sting once because they have a barbed stinger and it gets stuck in your skin and then they die when they sting you. But wasps, they can sting you over and over and over. And that's what's going to send people into the hospital. A lot of people don't even realize they're anaphylactic sometimes.
30 seconds before the break. How do you at Rose get rid of the wasp and hornet's nest?
Well, we send our guys out with protective gear, first of all, because yep. we don't want them going into the hospital. But we've got the right materials and tools to take care of this. We're trained to do this. And it's wasps are covered under our Healthy Home Maintenance Program, the quarterly program. So it's kind of a no-brainer to me. Like, get on the program, and if they pop up, if they start building nests under your eaves, call us. We'll come and take care of it free of charge.
Phone number for listeners who want to reach out to get their wasps or bees. Bees will be relocated if they're honeybees.
We have a network of honeybee or beekeepers that we use to collect honeybees when we find them in the field. But if it's a wasp and if it's a threatening, predatorial, aggressive species of stinging insect,
we will
eradicate them.
Okay.
Yes. So 1-800-GOT-PESTS or rosepestcontrol.com for a free quote.
All right. Stephen A. Leahy from Opum Tex Advocates is coming up. I got it. I got it, buddy. It's coming up next. All right. Yeah. How long have I known you?
I know, but I was listening last week, and they still have open tax resolution.
Well, that's something. You should have a conversation with Kevin McDonough.
Remember, you guys are riding home together. Be careful.
No, he's not. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPost call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN. Stephen A. Leahy coming up next.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
I don't know if this is something I gotta be worried about. It's something called a bald-faced hornet. They're actually a type of wasp. They're not fuzzy and cute.
Wait, what did you say?
They remember faces.
I've heard the term a face for radio.
How do they know?
When you know, you know.
I'm just wondering, like, what kind of AI scanning
a wasp has. I did a deep dive on this wasp because I'm always looking for, like, new facts to share with people,
because
right?
You're weird.
Not weird.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. WGNDavid.com for all of our contact information. Steve, you look fantastic.
Thank you, David.
Yeah, Steven's up here. But we got a text coming in that came in at 1017. Great question. No tax on tip question, Stephen A. Leahy from the 815 area code. Do gig work tips count? Also, I heard you can't claim this if you file separately from your spouse.
Well, I like this question because first...
Hold on. What is gig work?
Gig work is, Uber,
Is that a category?
It could be events and entertainment.
Yeah,
it
could be anything. Anything you're doing on a 1099, I think,
is
called a gig.
Okay,
a
Oh, I see. It's a gig.
It's a gig.
Okay, got it. Duh. Okay. No, it makes sense now. So it's a job. It's a gig.
Yeah.
It's a job. Okay.
But why I like this question so much is because it's an example of how complicated our government is, right? So you think, no tax on tips. Oh, that's easy. No, it isn't. Because they have a list of occupations that fit into for this. So if you start like, well, I'll just call my income tips and I'll get to deduct it. No, it doesn't work that way. So there's a list. But most gig workers are on that list. So, yes. And then the yes. Also, I heard, can't claim this if you file separately from your spouse. The answer is, that's true. You only get $25,000 per return. So if you both get tips,
ooh,
you can only take $25,000 from the joint return.
Okay, so I've done loans for a lot of people that work servers at the United Center and at Guaranteed Rate Field. Okay, and at Wrigley, right? And those are gig workers, right? They work at all three stadiums.
Then gig workers are generally 1099, and those are probably W-2 people.
Yeah. So.
But they get a lot of tips.
Okay.
Okay. So maybe I didn't realize they were W-2'd because I don't see the back end.
Yeah, they're probably.
Okay, so
like
the W-2.
Levy Entertainment.
Yes, yeah, they work. Okay, so I stand corrected. Okay, yeah. They're W-2'd, but they get tips.
Yes.
So how do those tips work? Can they write off the tips if they're a W-2'd employee as
well?
Yeah,
if they fit into that the list, right? So there's a list of occupations. I would think server and things like that would be on that list. I could pull up the list. But I didn't because, again, it's complicated. Everything gets complicated.
Sure.
That's what I love about it.
Right. They make it, of course, it keeps you busy. So,
sick man.
So it's outstanding. They complete their taxes wrong. They screw up. The IRS comes and they got to call me. It's great. It's genius. All right. So I got a question.
And it's not going away.
It's not going away. It's just So let's simplify things by making it more complicated. The government way.
Exactly.
Okay, I understand. Exactly. Right. So let's take a 1-page good faith estimate, turn it into a 3-page loan estimate that nobody knows how to read.
And also, and then let's limit it to 2028. After 2028, it's gone.
Right.
we'll give you the no tax on tips, but there's going to be a lot of loopholes and exceptions, and it's only going to last for a couple of years.
Until the next presidential election. Okay. Exactly. Oh, just amazing how that lines
it is
up.
Amazing, yes.
Okay, so I've been doing videos every day, right?
Since, I see them.
Okay, I do it sometimes multiple times a day. Challenge my team to do it, so I'm just like, I can't challenge them unless I do it. So I'm just out there making videos from the haircut, from wherever. I don't care. You know, I make videos, okay? So I get a call that I don't recognize from out west, right? It's not a Chicago area. And it's an attorney that does a lot of NIL deals for high school and soon to be college athletes, because these college athletes are signing $2-5 million
high school.
They're getting money in the private schools, and they're like, "Hey, I see what you're doing on credit. Would you be willing to come out and talk to my clients?" Right? He's got a bunch of private schools out. I'm like, "Yeah, fly me out. We'll do it Zoom. I don't care. I'll do a credit seminar." So this NIL money. And its name, you want to tell everybody what NIL money is?
Name, identity, likeness.
Right.
So it's intellectual property that now they used to put a ban on it that you couldn't sell you if you were an athlete, but you couldn't get any money. But now you can. And but I think a lot of people don't understand is my favorite. I'm going to talk about the 16th Amendment to the Constitution. Everything's taxable from whatever source derived, right? So when you think they give you a car, oh, I got a car, that's it's free. No, it isn't. You get a tax.
$60,000.
Right? You'll get a 1099, and you get the use of a car that's taxable.
Mm-hmm.
No, a lot of parents then will think, well, you know, I invested in this kid for all these years. Took him all of these games, gave him the coaching,
training,
all this. So now I get paid back. No, can't. No, that's taxable. You can't deduct it as an expense.
So when Lane Kiffin was at, I think, Ole Miss, and he was getting recruited to LSU, and they sent a crew down to do something at ESPN or something, and the entire parking lot at the football stadium were all Dodge Chargers, right, or something. It was like crazy, beautiful, right? Yeah. I mean, $60,000 cars that all these kids were driving, right? Either from the local car dealership that's an alumni of Ole Miss that wanted to have these kids out, you know, these athletes that
driving
their cars. I get it, right? But these kids, some of these kids, Steve, men and women, some of the women gymnastics teams as well. I mean, these young men and women are earning hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars. And they don't know anything about credit. Their parents, some of their parents have got no credit at all.
And they don't know anything about taxes.
Exactly.
Right? They don't really think that this is a tax. Well, they're just giving me some money. All the money you get is taxable. And you think that it's not, and you have to think about that when you're getting these things. Same thing with people, influencers on the internet, right? So if some company's giving an influencer something to talk about, well, we'll give you free merchandise.
Nothing's
you
free.
Just talk about it. No, it's taxable, right? So they gave it to me though. I just use it. It's not taxed. They're not giving me any money. It's taxable. Everything's taxable.
Name, image, and likeness. We had a texter. We had a challenge with the eye.
That's right. I said it.
So if a young athlete, right, is getting $100,000. It's $8,333 a month. Okay, boom. What should they be setting aside Okay, you know, obviously, you would think an agent is part of the deal. Maybe the mom and dad are negotiating direct with whatever company's getting. They might not know this, or somebody, one of our listeners knows somebody that just signed a big deal. I mean, I heard of a couple of kids out west, the super duper athletes that my buddies know. Their son's getting $3 to $5 million to play football, and he's still in high school. He's signing these deals to come to this college. So you've got to be setting aside or be working with somebody or have the wherewithal, or else you're going to get whacked.
What it is, your business, right? You're in business. So you're when you get that money, a portion is going to have to be payroll taxes because you're working for it, so it's income. And so you have to put – and self-employment tax is 15.3%.
On the whole amount or up to a certain amount?
Up to a certain amount.
Okay.
I think it was 160 last year, something in that neighborhood.
Okay.
Last year. It goes up every year. So you have to pay self-employment tax, and then you have to pay income tax on all that, right? And you have to, and then you have to pay estimated taxes because we are on the pay-as-you-go program. So you can't wait till the end of the year to pay it. So yeah, whenever you're getting that money, you should be setting aside at least for the first 160. You got to put in probably you're in the 30% range. So now you're at 45% of the first 160 is going to pay taxes. People are always shocked when they look at the text.
Mm-hmm. Here, Neil just printed something off one of our producers. Miami quarterback Darian Menish received a $6.5 million nil. Kentucky basketball player Milan Mamsilovic, $6 million. These kids are in college. Wow. Louisville center, right? Crown jewel, whatever, basketball. Flori Bidunga. $6 million. Oregon quarterback Dante Moore, $5
million. Got that name right.
Okay. I got an easy one here. Jeremiah Smith, all right, $5 million. Tunde Yusufa. I guess you got to have a lot of vowels in your name to get the big money. $5 million. And here, Florida, last one, seventh on the list. Thomas Howe, H-A-U-G-H, got $5 million. Okay, you know, so these are college kids.
It surprises me also that a lot of these college kids who get this money, they're not even going to turn pro. You know, because some of them won't even make the pros.
Right.
And they're making this kind of money in college.
College.
It's amazing.
So I got this call from this agent. I'm just like, I saw you were talking about it. You were too sleepy this morning on the way in to talk about it. You were angry. He was an angry. I only got 7 hours of sleep last night. You know, but I'm like, these kids have got to put us, and I'm sure the agents that they're working with have got a whole team and a whole, here's the accountant.
I'm charging
right,
for it, yeah.
And you're going to charge, hey, you're going to.
It's part of my fee.
Yeah, well, it's part of the, you got to take care of the young, athletes. And because.
But again, these guys are the exception, right? Because they're getting money. But so a lot of these kids are not getting money.
Sure.
They're getting things, and they don't think the things are taxable. And it, of course, it is taxable. So this is again, if someone's getting $5 million, you're going to have the team,
sure.
You're going to have the agent. But if when you're going to that and you see all those cars out there, you know, they just say, "Hey, you want to drive my car? Yeah, I'll drive the car." It doesn't seem like that's taxable, but it is.
Yeah, until the football season's over, until the year's over, then you give the car back. The car dealer sells it as a used car and gets the use out of the athlete, and the athlete, bam, here comes a $5,000 bill for driving the car. For however many months.
That's
if they ask you for your social the day they give you the keys, because they're writing it off.
Yeah. And they're going to give you a 1099.
Right.
Phone number.
312-664-6649. If you want some of this information, if you own a business and you need some tax information like this, I talk about it every day on my daily email list. Go to fightbacknow.com. Sign up. It's free.
There's an episode of Mayberry where Aunt B wins a bunch of appliances in a contest.
Yes.
She didn't know they were all taxable. Yeah. She had to sell them to pay the taxes from a 708 text.
And that was back then.
That was back then, the 50s. What, 50s or
60s?
60s. One of the great Ron Howard.
Yeah.
Right? He was
Opie.
Opie.
Same all right. thing with game shows.
Game shows,
you
too.
Wheel of Fortune and you get the car, you're probably giving the car back for the taxes.
You're selling the car to... there was a move that bus house in Michigan.
Yes.
Okay, they completely redid the house. They had to sell the house because they couldn't afford the taxes.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes. 312-981, true story. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. MegaPro's call, text, and phone line. This is Holmes from Chicago on 720 WGN. David Schluter coming back after these messages. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPro's call, text, and phone line. We do have it on the board. Yeah, I like that better. I want to apologize. Maybe I came out a little too strong at the beginning when I described the young ladies that are walking around half naked in very suggestive clothing. I would think the parents should look at their daughters and their sons, right? You know, somebody's like, the men build roofs, build houses with their shirts off. Okay, but if their testicles were hanging out, like, I would say something, all right? But
I would say something.
All right, I'll just say, maybe put a pair of shorts on, all right? Maybe go with this 6-inch or 8-inch shorts instead of the 2-inch shorts. I'm just saying, cover it up. 312-98, nobody needs to see that. 312-981-7200. All right, great idea that one of our Facebook listeners just came up with. If you donate, Hanson...
Not to Hanson.
No, don't donate to Hanson. If you go buy you buy 24 ducks during this show, okay? Buy 24 ducks, email me the receipt. We'll do this one person a week, right? Can't have everybody. I will invite you to breakfast with us, okay? And you could sit in on the show, okay?
But you'll probably talk on the show.
Let's not go crazy, okay?
I have a cleaning service, and I'd like to come clean your house.
Let's not go crazy. I'm just saying... I don't know what. How come I've got it? There you go. Maybe if you bought 240 ducks for $1,200, we'll let you sit on the show. But let's just keep it at.
And you might for that much, maybe you'll pick them up.
Let's not get super crazy.
And you wouldn't get a ride, Steve.
I'll make sure we do it on the day that Steve's on, so I don't got to schlep him down. All right. So if you buy 24 ducks, okay, go to WGN.com, click on the duck thing, and buy 20.
Hochberg.
You got to do David Hochberg. Hello, Team Hochberg. And you send me the receipt. You will be invited to breakfast, one person at a time. If you got 100 of them, we'll do it over 100 weeks. It'll take 2 years to do. But I'm just saying, it was a great idea. Whoever came up with it, genius. I think I did. 312-981-7200. David A. Schluter. David S. Schluter.
David R.
David R. Schluter.
Well, my dad's name was Robert, and I got the R.
All right, whatever. All right, David Schluter. Had a situation here, okay? Ladies, lady listener, mom, just passed away, had a reverse mortgage. Home was left to her and her brother. No will, no trust. Now they want to sell the house. Now they have to wait to go through probate, yes or no? Or can they sell the home?
No, so, they can do what's called an heirship affidavit telling mother's lineage. They swear under oath with me notarizing that they are the only two. They didn't lose a brother or sister with two little nephews in Tennessee that they're trying to screw.
Okay.
It's basically just this is us two.
Right.
And then we go ahead and file the affidavit first. These are the players. And
with who? With who? Who do you file?
County.
County, okay.
And then the next document is the deed to whoever they want, whether it's themselves or they can close on that home. The title company will insure over that.
Okay, so mom passed away. I just want to say it just happened. Okay. Right, and I did a video on it. Mom passed away.
Right.
Left the home. Her daughter was living there, taking care of mom for the last 15 years since dad died. Okay. It's a typical story, right? We hear it all the time. So mom passed away, reverse mortgage.
Right.
And they want to know if they could keep the house. You can't keep the reverse mortgage.
But if there's equity, that'll get paid off.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. So mom didn't leave a will, didn't leave an estate, didn't leave a trust, anything like that. You could still take over the home without a bunch of going through probate by just doing what again?
Again, proving that you are the only heirs, and then we do an affidavit. The title company reviews everything, but they basically still sign something at the closing which says we didn't lie to you because they're not stupid if there is a third heir or something. So if it was all cash over $150,000, they couldn't do that. But real estate, the title companies will bond over that, and it's a great tool. Especially if it's the only thing. If they were on all the other accounts, then we handle that by heirship. Again, they do have to still sign that they're not lying, and if they are caught lying, you're going to have to pay back the title company. But the bottom line is it works just about every time. I've never, in 40 years, no one's ever fooled me on that. Because it's under oath. It's perjury if they try to trick the title company.
And if you do that, there's a special place in hell near the furnace.
Because your little nephews are going, I heard that grandma had a house.
It's ridiculous. Yeah.
I had two calls last week, Dave, about similar stories to this. The trust, someone passes, there's always a conflict, about who gets what.
They swarm. They swarm.
Well, because there's money?
Well, no, objects too, though.
Yeah. Oh, sure.
The grandfather clock. Heirlooms. He said, Dad said, I could have it because I'm the boy or whatever, and There's colleagues of mine that litigated $500 an hour, Lake Forest versus Barrington for the yacht and all this stuff. Mm-hmm. It's insane.
Mm-hmm. Steve's got that same problem. You know, yeah. That's what he's fighting over right now. He's a big boat guy. We talked about it on the way down. 312-981-7.
We did talk about that.
Yeah, as we're passing the underpass on the Edens with 7 feet of water. And Steve's like, you know, there's water there. I'm like, my car's fine. And then we were passing a boat. He's like, that guy's safe. He's like, guy's towing a boat.
Are we okay, Dave, for my other thing?
Yeah, no. You tease it, and then we'll come back after the break.
Yeah, so right now, you talk about a seller's market. People are selling their home in 24 to 48 hours with multiple people in the driveway because there's no inventory. And there are temptations that you accept a contract, it goes firm, you say thank you for $340,000, the deal goes hard, they have a lawyer, then the realtor will have them call me, I shouldn't have let it go for that, kill that first deal. We're going to talk about how Dave Schluter will never do that if it's a binding contract. Mm-hmm. I'll tell the circumstances I can do it, but not just because you have seller's remorse that you let it go for less money. That's called greed, and the agents sometimes are in and out. We'll talk later.
All right. Did you hear that? That crying? Did you hear that over the speakers? That was John Hanson crying because we just passed him.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's Hanson duck cry. Okay. Aww. Mr. 3 week head start.
Did someone buy 24?
I heard it. I heard it. It was faint. I mean, but
breakfast.
It was loud. Here, text me the receipt, Team Hochberg, 773-456-6526, so I can confirm it, and we'll get you on the schedule to come to breakfast and watch the show in studio. Take that, Hanson. Boom. We got to hit a break. 312-981-7200. Whoop. 312-981-7200. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN. The news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Thank you, Mr. Jennings. Also, big shout out to Sandy Chambers and Roy Newton. Sandy bought 250 ducks. 240 ducks.
Right.
And Roy bought 120. Both of them are coming to breakfast and sit in on a show. There you go. Do I have to tax him for that? Is that a taxable?
No, that was such a free lunch, David.
I
think it's a promotion.
It's a charitable deduction for them because it goes to Special Olympics.
There you go. Yeah. So not only do you get to eat breakfast with the crew before the show and sit in on a show, you also get a taxable write-off, Mr. Leahy.
Special Olympics.
Right. And if you hate me, which is fine, as long as you donate, buy 120 ducks, one of the weekends I'm not here, you know, they'll still meet for breakfast. I'll still pay for it. And you could still sit on the show with Wendy, which will probably be a much better show. 312-981-7200.
Not as fun.
It doesn't know, but it's... Listen,
I have a blast with Wendy.
Wendy's the best. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. Buy 120 ducks, text me the receipt, and you're coming to breakfast and a show. 312-981-7200. I've got a loan estimate here, by the way, and we're going to talk about from Rocket Mortgage.
Your favorite.
Another Rocket Mortgage took another loan away from them, Steve. Saved the borrower. I threw him a life ring. Like, we're going to talk about this at noon. David Schluter, you were talking about realtors. Trying to kill opportunities, sign contracts because they wanted more money. Pick it up on the other side of the break here, buddy.
I'm ready to go.
I know. Start talking about it.
So here's the deal.
You're breaking headphones here. Headphones are $300.
Yeah, there was duct tape when I got here. Uh-huh. Anyway, here's the deal. So when you have a buyer who needs to sell their home before they can buy yours, which those deals really aren't being accepted because of the low inventory right now. But let's say that happens. That deal can be canceled. It's called a bump out, which means 2 weeks after you're under contract, you get a deal where they don't need to sell. You can write the other attorney and the broker and say, you have 72 hours to remove that contingency about your home, or where you will allow us to go with our other deal that hasn't had that. It's been going on for decades. But now there's a new twist. People have accepted an offer that doesn't have a buyer that needs to sell. They're just getting a mortgage. They do their inspection. And we call it seller's remorse. The synonym for that is greed. And they go, Dave, do your magic. This one's $30,000 more. Get me out of that deal. Let me tell you something. I'll never do it because your house is off the market, folks. Once you sign the 14-page multi-board contract, you are off the market. If you haven't signed it yet, you can take another offer and compare it to another offer your broker brings you. So I'm getting the calls, do your magic. And then I'll have an agent say, the other lawyer I wanted to use, he said he'd do it. I go, God bless you, your file's on the counter. Because if that other, the buyer they knock out has a good lawyer and they smell a rat, they're going to push it. And they're going to tie up your house and they're going to possibly win money because there's an underlying Illinois principle, which people think this will be an oxymoron with lawyers, but it's called good faith, fair dealing. It's not in the contract, but the circuit courts, judges all know it. Meaning, yeah, we're not within the words, but you didn't show good faith. You just did it because of the money. And you're going to be in a deposition. Why did you take the other offer? Well, it was more money, you know. And then where's the agent going to be to help get you out of that? Because what are, they are, I love agents. That's how I make a living. But the ones who are only driven by cash, especially if they're not have a lot of deals, they can kind of lose their compass and say, talking somebody into something. So anyway, your deal is not killable. You have to do it in good faith. And that's the way it goes. And so again, if you were to use my office and say, do your magic, I'll just have to have you get new counsel. And good luck to that. So just don't be so greedy. Just take what you got. If they got financing Dave knows pre-approval, not pre-qualify, and you've gotten through the inspection, you're all making more money anyway than what you ever thought in this market.
Hold on, we got a call here for you. Yeah. Dave. Mike in McHenry County, how can we help you?
I have a question on a trust. My wife and I were married for 32 years. She passed away. And in 2008, her parents passed away. In 2017, they had a very large estate. She was one of three children. And I just wondered, is there a statute of limitations on contesting a will?
Well, if it was in a trust, if the parent,
it was
she
in a trust.
The parents' house. You're not calling about your house. You're yeah. The bottom line is
my in-laws. I have three daughters, and they didn't get a cent get anything from their and I just thought that's not a law evidently that
just because you're related to somebody who dies every day people do trust that say it doesn't have to go to any kids or any grandkids. And the reason the trust can do that is that's not a public record. So hopefully the person who did that closing and didn't send any money to you, the people you thought, they gave it to the right people. But there's no obligation to leave anything to your blood relatives. Parents don't need to leave it to kids, and now all the kids are going to call in. What are you doing? You're screwing me out of the money. Bottom line is there's no legal obligation. A lot of people, I meet four or five people a week doing estate plans who think that's the law. And I say, you don't have to do it. And then they kind of look at each other because they've got maybe some kids that are always asking for money or they're controlling the family. That's it.
All right, Mike, thanks for calling.
I want to tell you guys, you really do a good job, and I enjoyed listening to you. The good show.
Oh, thank you, Mike. How many ducks have you bought, more importantly, Mike?
I'm a farmer. I don't have any money for ducks.
These are plastic ones for $10.
You got that combine sitting there, Mike, right? What can you get what can you get for a combine? I'm just asking.
You can get a lot, but I need that combine.
All right. I'm glad we entertain you, Mike. That's very nice. No, I appreciate
you do.
All right, I appreciate you listening, and hang on for your Mr. Floor cleaning product of your choice. We're going to take a quick break here, quarter hour, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. Come back with Mike and Huntley and a bunch of text messages after these commercials. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. We were talking about something regarding government and everything. It had nothing to do with Northbrook. It had to do with Oak Park and Evanston. And we'll talk about more about that later. But we got Mike and Huntley. Mike, you got a question. Real estate deal gone sideways. How can we help you?
Hey, good morning, David. Did you hear me all right?
Yeah, we got you. It sounds like you're in a windstorm, but we got you, buddy.
All right, man. So this is probably a realtor legal thing. Let me lay down and on a couch so I can tell you kind of what happened here.
So, okay, go.
I sold a condo down in Florida. Down in Fort Myers.
Oh,
Okay.
So I sell the thing. It's been on the market for a year and a half. Market's bad. The negotiation goes back and forth. They lowballed us. We kind of stayed firm. We came down a little bit. At one point, I said, I tell you what, we'll throw in these two rooms of furniture for this price. I get something back from my realtor that says, furniture won't have any part of the sale. They're not interested in your furniture. I said, okay. Within the next 12 hours, we settle on a number. Saturday morning, I get a call from my realtor, says the buyers signed the contract. We're good. He says, I'm sorry, I'm headed on a plane to my bachelor party in Vegas, but we're all good to go. Okay, fine. My wife and I fly down to Florida. It takes us 9 days. We get all the furniture out. We paint everything. Everything's perfect. We leave town. I text the realtor, say, hey, just so you know, the condo is cleaned out. It's in great shape. The keys are there. The manuals are there. An hour after I get back to Chicago, I get a text going, what do you mean the furniture's out? I said, yeah, the furniture's out. Why? He says, we sold it furnished. I said, you may have sold it furnished. I didn't. I have a text from you that says it was sold, blah, blah, blah. I get the DocuSign document.
Yeah.
It scrolls down to where you need to sign. I check the closing dates. I check the numbers. I sign it. Shame on me for not reading all 12 or 14 pages, but I had no reason to other than trust in my realtor. In the meantime, the next 2 weeks goes by. The language in the contract said sold furnishings per MLS listing. So I'm texting him and emailing him saying, explain to me, does that mean pictures on the wall, napkin holders? Does that mean mattresses? I hear nothing. The day before the walkthrough, I get a call from the buyer's agent saying, hey, your guy's out of the country. He got married, blah, blah, blah. I need to set this up. And I explained to him what happened. He came, did the walkthrough, and says, well, we want your mattresses too, which I didn't leave. Incidentally, two rooms of furniture when I moved out, I donated to Habitat. Nobody wanted them. We didn't want them for the new house. I don't have two rooms of furniture.
All right, we're coming up against a break here. Mike, what's the challenge we're trying to solve here?
So what's my recourse? I mean, you know, I
all right, yeah, this is Dave. This is Dave. Florida, you did not have a lawyer down there, right? The realtors handled everything?
Yes.
Yeah, this is a public service announcement why we as lawyers are hanging in here in Illinois. We're one of the rare states you have counsel. Right now, you counted on the realtor. You did sign it. It is binding, but you're right. It's DocuSign. That agent, in fact, the broker owner, not your individual agent, you do not, it's not sold, right? Did they back out or did you have to go put everything back? When's it closing?
I closed. I had to come up with $5,000 for the two rooms of furniture I donated.
Yeah. Well, I would get a hold of the broker who owns that Florida brokerage office because there wasn't any other voice in your head other than your broker, and show them the text, compare it. There's a reasonable expectation that the deal you're signing should be matching with your broker. They are in real estate. They are to make a willing buyer and a willing seller. You were willing to do it, but you gave them the ground rules. So I would not deal with the agent you dealt with. Find out who owns that brokerage. Send them a paper trail. Keep it all business and see how you can do on getting a contribution towards the 5K. Because the old one, you could have read it and you didn't. In this circumstance, I think you got some extenuating circumstances. But the bigger thing is they don't use lawyers in Florida. And it would have gone a lot differently if you had an attorney.
Also, if you would have read the contract before you signed it, that would have probably been...
But it was, Dave, it was one sentence. It said furnished. Come on,
Dave, I understand. Once you sign that,
Anyway, that's my advice. Hopefully, and if you want to check back and let us know, that'd be great. My phone number at my office, I'm one of the partners on the show here. You'll see David Schluter. I'd love to hear how it works out.
All right, Mike.
Thanks, Dave.
All right, buddy. Hang on for your Mr. Floyd cleaning product of your choice. We're going to go to Bill in Wisconsin. Bill, how are you?
Good, Dave. Like your show.
Like
for
you.
The humor and the information.
Thank you, sir. How can we help you?
My question is about a TOD, a transfer of death beneficiary document that you file and you eliminate probate. My question is, my wife and I both retired. All we have is I have a 401k. She's got a 401k. I have no other property. I have a little bit of savings in the bank. My question is, can I just use this TOD? Is that enough for me to transfer my property, which I own?
Yes, that make sure you also put beneficiaries on that savings account so that doesn't put you in probate. But anyway, yes, transfer on death was a creation that competed with what's called land trust companies, but it does work. I would definitely have an attorney do that, though. You also can still sell it while you have the transfer on death. And so also, if you pass away, your wife can still sell the house and not have to use the transfer on death. But if you both pass away, you will put the names of the people who get it, and it does work. It avoids probate. It's made for people like you who your main thing is just a house or a condo. But yes, it does work in Illinois, and it is valid. The title company will accept it when you're both gone.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate it. Can I put all four kids' names on that? I know that can be problem down the road, but can I put all four my kids' names on this?
Yes, you can, and you also can say how they're going to hold it. One way is called per stirpes, P-E-R-S-T-I-R-P-E-S. It means follow the roots, meaning if one of your four kids doesn't outlive you, it will go to their kids, so you wouldn't have to worry about the grandkids. Or you can do something called per capita, another fancy word, which means if you're alive, you get something. So if you went from four to three kids because you could live till 90 and they could die of natural causes, then it would just go to whoever's still alive. It's an established law, and you can word it either way.
Mm-hmm.
And if you should obviously go through a lawyer on this, huh?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, they're done every day, and they do work. But again, a lot of people think you can't sell the house. Because, you know, if you get sick or something, it only kicks in when you're both gone. So they do work, yes.
I appreciate it.
All right, Bill.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for calling. Take care. Per stirpes. You got me excited there. I thought.
Yeah, I've never heard that before.
No, I heard herpes.
Follow the roots, yeah.
Okay. Just.
Of course, I've heard the beep before.
Of course.
Of course you have.
Of course, the two attorneys have heard per stirpes.
Well, he was talking about that earlier, like when the guy called and said his child didn't get one,
right.
But that
was a private trust. And you know,
but even in a trust, you can leave it that way.
Oh, you can do whatever you want. Yeah, right. Or you could just say that guy's wife is crazy. I'm not giving it to him. My son's great, but his wife has ruined our family. I get that every day. Or a nice daughter. Mm-hmm. The husband has destroyed our family, so they're out.
But we also hear when they should have gotten something and they didn't.
Yes,
right? And then read the trust.
Yeah, it's expensive, though, because, you know, mm-hmm. the cat's out of the bag. The money's already dispersed.
Gone, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is it still the best time to take care of all this stuff to plan is when you're alive? Instead
yeah, because, you know, David, my first day on your show back at WIND,
yep.
2008, I said the death rate's still 100%. I researched it.
Got it. I've got Matt Yeager calling after the break. 20-year United States Marine Corps, retired Lieutenant Colonel, veteran Desert Storm, Cobra Attack, helicopter pilot, president of the Northbrook Veterans Center, Northbrook resident last 25 years, a GBN grad, calling in, wanted to put a shout out to the Northbrook Veterans Center to help the community. He's calling and figured flies helicopters in Desert Storm, protecting our troops and fighting for our liberties. We could give him a couple of minutes to promote what we're doing at the Northbrook Veterans Center. Are you okay with that, Steve?
I'm good.
Investing some time in that? And if not, you could take it up with Matt after the show. I'll drop you off. It's over there right by the train station.
I say give him the last hour and a half.
Well, let's not get crazy. 312-981. He's not that nice of a guy. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's the MegaPros call, text, and follow line. This is Home Sweet Home. My tongue's not working. That's the MegaPros home phone, text, and follow line. This is Home Sweet Chicago on 720 The Gym.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. We've got retired Lieutenant Colonel, veteran of Desert Storm, Matt Yeager on the phone. How are you, Matt?
I'm great, David. Thanks for having me on. How are you?
I'm outstanding, buddy. We're helping veterans in Northbrook and the surrounding area. You wanted to call in to give a shout out to the veterans out there and let them know that we are there to help them.
Absolutely, and thanks. Thank you for volunteering to be a director in our Northbrook Veterans Center 501c3.
We cover the Northfield Township area. We're looking for veterans in need. We can help. We have helped. And thank you, David, for being a director. You're huge in our program. Basically, we helped out a World War II veteran recently with repairs to his home, grants, tax exemption, disability filing. We've also helped a veteran in need with finances. We've also helped a veteran with cleaning services for his home, anything that veterans need. We also purchase beds for veterans exiting homelessness and some cash-strapped veterans that come to us and in need. So give us a call at 847-564-9558 or sign on to NVCNorthbrookVeteransCenter.org and reach out to us. We're here to help. Our veterans, helping veterans is our motto. So there also, Northbrook Days is starting up this Wednesday in downtown Northbrook. We'll have a booth there, so stop on by Wednesday to Sunday, Northbrook Days downtown. David, I can't thank you enough. I might even buy some ducks.
Damn straight, Matt. Matt, that was part of the thing that we talked about last night, 120. You get to join us for breakfast. I'm just saying it would be nice. A little Jewish guilt thrown in there. Here, I just wanted to add one thing, that there are over 50 veteran centers, county veteran centers, located throughout the state of Illinois. Sometime in the more sparse areas, in the more rural areas, a couple of counties share veteran centers. So if you're a veteran in the rural areas outside of Chicago, on my website, 56david.com, there's a veteran button. It lists all the veteran centers that, if you're listening in downstate or southern or western or eastern Illinois, there is a veteran center there, and there is help provided if you need help. A lot of the veterans, Matt, you will attest to this, are like, there's always somebody worse off than me. Give it to them or give it to him or give it to her, but there's more than enough money to go around. Would you agree with that statement?
I totally agree. And all the guys that are on our, all our guys are veterans and non-veterans, all supporting the cause. We're all volunteers like yourself, David. And I thank you very much for helping us out.
All right. Semper Fi, my friend.
Hoorah.
Hoorah.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
And thank you for your service to our country, but Matt, seriously.
My honor. It's been my honor. Thanks, David.
Hang out for your Mr. Floor cleaning product. We got to take care of the veterans. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200.
There was another flyer named Jaeger.
Sure.
Famous guy.
Yeah, famous guy. Yeah. It's got nothing to do with Matt over here. But you know,
same last name.
Same last name. But Matt was...
he's a flyer, too. Helicopter.
He blew up some tanks while supporting our troops in Desert Storm. Guy's badass.
God bless him.
Guy's a badass. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. WGNDavid.com. Is it still bug season to get your annual or to get on the bug program like my wife and I are on?
You can do that any day of the year. It's always a good idea. We cover dozens of common pests. It's not just the wasps that I was talking about earlier, but it's ants and spiders and centipedes, silverfish, earwigs, all of that. And mice and rats, too. So it kind of covers everything. It's the best bang for your buck. It's guaranteed all year. It's 4 services that you pay for. Anything that pops up in between is free of charge.
269 texted in at 1027. There are bees on my beach. What will deter them? So he's got a bee problem.
You know, I was just on the beach, well, before it started raining a few days ago, and the cicada killer wasps are out. Those giant ones. Have you ever seen those in person? They're like 2 inches long. There are certain species of stinging insects that prefer loose, sandy soil, and that's probably what this texter is talking about, too. But this is...
They live in the sand on the beach?
Yeah, it's easier to dig through, so they create these nests. Like, if you can imagine a wasp nest, only it's underground. And, like, we hear this all the time where people will be mowing the lawn, and all of a sudden they mow over the entry point to a wasp nest, and they get attacked, you know? They remember faces. You know what else remembers faces? Crows. Creepy.
I've heard that.
Yeah.
Really?
Yep,
fight back!
But on the beach, I mean, there's not something that, you know, we can apply to the sand or anything like that. But you just got to stay away from it and be careful.
They've been around a million years. You know what I mean? It's like they're a little ahead of us on the
Now, if it was structural, that's different. We can absolutely help with that because yellow jackets will get into eaves and into your attic or into the garage and stuff. And a lot of people will be like, oh, I'll just get a can of Raid and like hold up a blowtorch to it, right? No, don't do that, you guys. Like, please call the professionals at Rose. That's what we're here for. But, you know, a lot of times we'll get the call after people have already attempted this stuff. And it's like, well, now you drove them further into the interiors of the house and it's more difficult to get rid of them. So don't take the risk. Don't waste your money on gimmicks in the store. Call us first.
Got it. Here for. Yeah. 708 right after the bees on the beach. We got this one. I'm an undertaker. Frequently deal with families not wanting siblings getting death certificates. Listen to this. Oh. Or they realize the life insurance premiums aren't up to date. They scramble not only to pay the life insurance premium to keep it active, but argue over who gets what and who's in charge from an undertaker. How crazy is that?
Oh, I love that job title. They don't use that anymore.
What do they use? He just used
it. Funeral director.
Or she did. He or she.
David, I've had 100 calls from people who do the final affairs, and there were actually be people discussing as they're rolling the casket down to the hearse, what's your cut like about the dough? And they'll call me and go, Dave, is this possible where they could be that crazy? You know, the other thing too is they put the people in a bind who are professionals because they really don't know who's in charge, and if they go with the wrong person, you know, there is some liability. But it's an entitlement thing. It's a very big character defect. People don't even bother mourning. They just strike up the band right away, and it's all based on greed. That's all it is.
All right, right after that, we got this question about family with the reverse mortgage. Reverse mortgages are becoming very popular because the experienced homeowners are running out of money. When mom passed, doesn't the bank own the home? Do the kids have to pay the balance given out against the home? Okay, Stephen?
The answer is...
maybe.
You've had...
The bank doesn't own the home. Just like I always get this with the... When back in the foreclosure days, right, people would say, oh, I'm just going to give the bank back I'm just going to give my home back to the bank. Like, the bank never owned your home. What are you giving it back to them? They don't own your home now.
Okay.
People don't understand that.
So, Stephen, I'm going to use you. Your mom. Well, yes. Here, your mom took out a reverse mortgage. Yes. We talked about it. Your mom has a reverse mortgage on her beautiful brownstone in downtown Chicago.
It's a gray stone.
Okay, whatever the hell. It's a stone building in Chicago.
Yes.
Okay. If and when she passes away or she sells the house. Who owns the house? Right now, your mom's got a reverse mortgage. Does your mom own the house? Or does the servicer
My mother owns the house. The trust owns the home.
Now, let's not get crazy. Okay, so, but if there wasn't a trust, your mom would own the home.
Yes.
Okay, so your mom has a reverse mortgage that we helped her get.
Yes.
She owns the home.
Yes.
Okay, so until your mother passes, may it be another 100 years, or she moves, she will own that home.
Correct.
Okay, if your mother dies peacefully in her home in another 20 years when she's over 110 years old, whatever, and you want to sell that home, here's what happens. You have a will or an estate. It directs you to that the home will go to you and your sister, and you will then sell the home or keep the home. If you wanted to sell the home, you would sell the home and split the profits between you and your sister, because that's what the trust says.
And I'm just going to mention, and my brother's family, because we have per stirpes.
Right. Okay. Right. So
that's the way it works.
Okay. There you go. Big.
I just thought it just fit. It just fit
okay,
in really
okay,
well.
Okay. So you got three syllable words, or attorney. We're not getting paid by the word here. All right. So okay. So it's split up according to the trust. It's a three-syllable, two-word. So it's according to the trust. You've got it done. So to answer this texter's question, you would sell the home. There'll be plenty of equity, and you would split it up three ways. If there was $600,000 each one, you get two. If there's $300,000 each one, you get one.
I think you got to mention, though, right, when she passes, you do have to pay. You either have to sell the home or you have to take out another mortgage because that mortgage is not
effective. Okay. Right. So so you could either sell the home and your sister and your brother's estate, your sister-in-law would get the money. Or if one of you wanted to keep it for whatever reason as your primary or an investment, you would then pay off the existing reverse mortgage with another mortgage. And you would then own the home, and it would be in whosoever's
Whoever bought it.
Mm-hmm. Now, you would want it at the true market value, mm-hmm. and you would probably give, if it was one of your sons, you would probably give them your equity. Probably not. You're like, no way, he's paying me
out. Or they'd sue me.
Or they'd sue you, right.
Because they're lawyers, that's why.
In defense of the public, that's what I deal with, the man of the public.
You got to go to a break, quick.
Well, just tell you real quick. Average person, if you walk down in Columbus, do you own your home? No, I have a mortgage.
Right.
It is just something, a trickle down. Or I'll ask people for their title when they're selling. I don't have a title because I have a mortgage. So it's just an accidental thing. They just presume because they have more, the bank has more money in the house than they do. But you're right. The house is still owned by mom.
It's still owned by mom. Mm-hmm. Okay. And this texter, to answer the question, family with the reverse mortgage. When mom passes, doesn't the bank own the home? No. Your family owns the home, and you could either sell the home or you could refinance the reverse mortgage and keep the home in the family. Now, if the home was worth $400,000 and you owed $500,000, then you would buy it at $400,000 and the servicer would file an insurance claim with the FHA and get their money back. So you would buy it at fair market value in case the market slips and you own more in equity.
But point it out, though, David, even if it's less than what she owes.
Yes.
So that's important.
Even if it's less than, if she owes $500,000 and the place is worth $400,000, you buy it at $400,000 and the servicer makes up the difference with FHA with an insurance premium because your mom had been paying insurance premium every single month on that FHA loan. We got to take a quick break. We're long. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN. And Caitlin's doing a great job, our intern on the board.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Investigative. Look at that. I made up a word.
Whoa.
That was pretty good. Is that a word?
That is not a word.
Okay, and now is.
I think it's investigative.
Well, I think
you put the wrong emphasis on the wrong syllable.
Well, that's added to the Hawk vocabulary.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
There's a reason, Steve, they don't let me do live reads, and I think I just proved why. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. If I could get my Parent Plus loans eliminated, I'd buy at least 500 ducks. Okay, there you go.
She drops the big name there.
Ray is working. That's Ray right. Kaplan, the Ray Kaplan is working on it.
The bomb.
I've been a client for a few years, just not my time yet. So I'm going to hang on to this and remind this guy to start out next year.
Yeah.
Right. Dave, I got one for you. You have hockey tickets, yes. Offer two opening night hockey tickets. Raffle them off. Each person who buys 100 ducks has their name put in the hat, and the winner is drawn for hockey tickets. My son-in-law does something like this, a foundation. When the Patriots playoff games, P.S. Love your show. Well, I love your show back. Challenge is it would take 6 months to get through NextStar Legal, and and the puck drops, I think, in October. So I appreciate that, and glad your son has Patriots tickets. That's pretty awesome. Bring Mike the Farmer on anyway. He needs the fun after busting his rear end farming a season long. Yeah, Mike, if you want to come up for a breakfast and check out a show, you don't have to buy any ducks. We'll take care of you. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. In a trust, is the executor required to give a copy of the relatives' names in the trust, or does she just get a check for the amount owed at the end of the execution of it? Thanks. This came in 11/22.
Yeah, so not picking on you, texter, but if it's truly a trust, there won't be an executor. An executor is when there is no trust and you're at the Daly Center on Whedon called probate court. So the trustee, and I know you meant the same person, but yeah, there's no requirement to copy people who aren't named in the trust. So if a son got cut out and he's got anger management issues or something and signs threatening letters, that's the beauty of the trust. No hard feelings, but the only way you'll hear about it is if you're in the trust. If you never get a phone call, you weren't named. So it's a lot of sour grapes out there over generations. I was the one who took them to the doctor. How could they cut me out? When they're dead, they're not around to say what their motivations were. But basically, no, you don't necessarily get a copy just because you're a relative.
Turn my mic off. Show sounds better, I know. 312-981-7200. 815, is it best to have the will and estate in trust to alleviate some of these problems.
Every one of them is eliminated because you really never will need the will. The will is only for assets with no one else's name on them, no beneficiary, and no future plan. So, yes, you will go with the trust every day.
What happens to the house in a reverse mortgage where there are no surviving heirs?
There are always surviving heirs. You just don't know who they are. There's an intestacy chart in the probate act that starts out with parents, siblings, children, aunts, uncles. It goes all the way to second cousins once removed. So what would happen is if you don't have any children, that it can still be ascertained and some distant relatives may get the house.
All right. Question for Janelle. Caller called in, didn't want to go on air. I am a part-time beekeeper. In the right circumstances, according to this gentleman, when dealing with wasp nests, a vacuum can work very well.
True.
If people would like more information on beekeeping, there's a great site called NIBA, the Northern Illinois Beekeeping Association.
Yes, that's where we've found a lot of our friends in all of the markets that we serve. Yes, okay. Thank you, Texter.
Yeah, John Laskowski called
awesome.
In. Thank you, John.
Thank you, John.
847, we love, David, we love you and love your show. Well, I put we love you. They just said they love your show. What is the Duck Derby breakfast promotion? Has anybody investigated who is really buying Hanson's ducks? George, that's a great
question.
That's FBI investigation. At least the Chicago detectives. I know.
I know Steve bought some.
I know Stephen A. Leahy, turncoat SOB. Here's the deal. Then we're going to go to break. Okay, if you go to wgnradio.com/duck to adopt your ducks today and buy at least 120 ducks, at least 120 ducks for Team Hochberg. You got to show, and then text me or email me the receipt. You will be invited to the breakfast before the show of all the experts on the show that I pay for on me, and you will be invited to sit in a show and be part of a show to watch and be a voyeurism. A voyeur?
Is voyeur.
A voyeur. I know we got to go to news.
Day,
I'm selling
way,
ducks it, here. Hold
not,
on.
It's not two Saturdays. It's the day the breakfast, you said, and be invited to a show.
So you get the unfiltered version of us, and
yes.
then...
And then a show.
Yes.
And if 20 people buy it, I'll do it one person a weekend,
right.
And we'll spread it out. So we could have 20 people. We could have 50 people. I'm buying you breakfast. And you're coming to a show. That's it. Okay, Steve?
Yes.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. Mailbag coming up after the break. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Homes from Chicago, 720 WGN. The news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Thank you, Mr. Jennings. We're going to...
I did notice that he didn't say attorney, Stephen Leahy.
Well. Fight back!
Fight back now.
Fight back now.
There you go.
Fight back now. Fight back now.
There's that little boy running fight around his now. House now.
I know.
Fight back now.
Okay, you happy? You get it out of your system?
I do that.
All right, we're going to do the Center Guard mailbag. We got some no walk-up music today. Okay, there's no walk-up music. Mm-hmm. As you know, Steven, Center Guard Plumbing, the only plumbing company that I trust to touch my pipes that are in my house. Some breaking news, GDP. Mortgage rate shot up last week. Fed Chair Warsh kept rates the same. He did not increase. He did not decrease. There was a vote. There was a 9-3 vote on the board. There were three dissenting votes. Three of the presidents wanted to increase rates a quarter, and nine didn't. The bond market did not like that. And this is a learning experience for all of our listeners, right? Everybody's like, oh, the Fed cut rates. You know, rates should be lower. No, here's an example. The Fed kept rates the same. The bond traders who control the mortgage markets did not like that what he did or what he said or a combination, and ran the bond yield up to 4.7 on the 10-year, which is the highest it's been all year. What has that done to mortgage rates? It shot mortgage rates up a quarter to 3/8 of a point just this past week. Okay, so the Fed kept rates sideways. Didn't raise them, but the mortgage rates went up. So if that's not a clear indication that they are not one, connected like Siamese twins, It's right there. It happened this week.
In your tenure, Dave, have you seen it do that more than once where the bond goes separately from the Fed?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. The bond traders don't like what the Fed, what Bernanke said or what you know, the last guy said or what Yellen said. Or
consumers lose regardless.
Well, lost this week because if you were looking to buy a home, you just paid an eighth to a quarter point more, and there's nothing you could do about it.
Unless you locked. But
unless you locked in prior to that. Okay, so rates are up, and GDP, right, gross domestic product, was up 1.5%. Just want to play some things that our Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick said last year on Fox News. Drop it.
Mm.
Wow. Mm. Yeah, 1.5, not 6. And then we had Baghdad Bob, a.k.a. Kevin Hassett, on with Maria Bartiromo. Okay, he just spews BS, and he's lying to everybody. The gross domestic product's up 1.5%. Stop. Dead stop. Okay? You throw all of this into a big pot. The bond traders don't like this because of inflation. That's why we've got higher interest rates. And last but not least, I'd like to welcome Elon Musk. What's his name? Elon? Right? Elon Musk and Howard Lutnick again, our Commerce Secretary. Before the election, they were in Madison Square Garden and were spewing these lies. Go. Steve, have you gotten your Doge refund check yet? No?
Not yet.
Not yet.
No.
Have you gotten your Doge?
They had the wrong address.
Okay, got the wrong address. And all of the... did you get your tariff check yet?
No.
Did you get Dave?
No.
Steve, tariff check yet?
Yes.
Yes, you got your tariff check, you liar. Justin... Apple received an estimated $2.2 billion in tariff refund this quarter. So just wanted everybody to know that your tariff money is going back to the companies, not the countries. The companies that pay for them are getting a refund, and all the consumers that are saddled with debt, all of our listeners that paid the higher prices, that is why we have what we have. And the bond traders are looking at this and going, this is crazy. Okay? And that's one of the factors why interest rates are going up. It's just a fact. Okay, I want to give a couple of quick examples of how we helped our listeners. Okay, met a couple at Portillo's in Rolling Meadows. Had the double cheeseburger, Steve. Delicious.
Yes.
Their cheeseburgers are highly undervalued. Okay, I know the hot dogs are great, but the double cheeseburger, tremendous.
Does it get the sport peppers?
No.
Okay.
So... She's 80, he's 68, and I'm just like, yeah, we got a cougar. Okay, so they're living in a $500,000 home, free and clear. They want to move up to the northern burbs. Okay, great. She's like, I want a $400,000 to $600,000 home. I'm like, you're about two decades late, okay? It's going to cost you about $5,000 to $7,000, and they're running numbers. They've got all their numbers on a spreadsheet. I'm like, okay, you're looking at with taxes, after tax insurance, you're looking at a $15,000 to $2,000 payment a month. Now they have no payment, right? They got taxes and insurance, and they're like, oh, you know, we got this amount of money, we got this amount coming in, we've got this, we don't want to touch this. I'm like, how about a reverse mortgage? They're like, I don't know about that. I'm like, there's no mortgage payment. You don't have to make a payment if you don't want to. You're going to defer it, and you can live there the rest of your life and never make a payment. You got to pay taxes, you got to pay insurance. They're like, I did not know you could do that. So we are helping this great couple secure a reverse mortgage when the time comes, introducing them to Jimmy Brown, the Sarah Leonard team today to help them there. And then last but not least, I know we got to go to a break. Rockin' Mortgage, Steve, I sent you a loan estimate of one of our listeners, correct?
I see it.
Okay. Attorney Stephen A. Leahy. The loan amount there is 200 and how much?
208,000.
This listener has $120,000, Dave, in $60,000 in car loans, you know, mm-hmm. and $60,000 in SoFi and Best Egg loans, high debt consumer loan.
Oh, yeah.
He called me. He's like, I'm about ready to go into this Rockin' Mortgage. At what rate, Steve, there on the loan estimate?
12.15%.
Oh, my gosh.
On a what term loan, Steve?
It's a 20-year fix. 20-year fix.
Oh, that's a beauty.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
And they were going to charge him at the bottom, Steve, how much to close that loan?
$3,620.
Okay. I'm like, dead stop. Hooked him up with CCU. Instead of a 20-year fully amortized loan, we're putting him into a home equity line of credit. Steve, the payment for the first year, it's highlighted next to the $2,300 payment, is how much?
It's
$1,300-something?
Well, it's $1,232.
Which is $1,000 less, right?
And all those costs are saved.
Right. So,
you're talking about your fee.
Yes. Yeah, it's $1,000 less than Rocket. This guy's going to pay off the $120.
Right.
He's then going to take the $1,000 and the $3,000 in closing costs that he's saving to pay down his $130,000 worth of credit card debt.
Ugh.
So in addition to the $120 of the car loans and the consumer loans, he's got $130,000 of credit card debt. So I put another end to a rocket mortgage trying to shoehorn somebody into something right over to Consumers Credit Union, making zero money on the referral. They're going to take care of this guy, pay off his debt, save him like $4,000 a month.
Yeah.
Then he's going to take the $4,000 and start clubbing the crap out of his credit card debt, and he's going to get ahead of it in about 2-3 years.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
Dave, the 12. Now, come on.
That's because someone's trying to sell something instead of trying to help the guy.
But right. The 12, right. Dave. Come
Who's
on.
Trying to sell him?
Rocket Norm.
Right. Yeah. Rocket Mortgage. You got the loan
so
estimate.
So they wanted $2,315.49 a month, and it went down to $1,083 a month.
Yes.
So that's
less
huge.
Less than half.
And then they'd still have to be paying all that other.
Yes. He's got the $130,000 worth of credit card debt at 28-30%.
Unbelievable.
Okay, so here, Rocket Mortgage, open seat. We're here every Saturday until they tell me different. 10 to 1. Okay, this might be my last show. I don't know, but you might be seeing Wendy in here next week. I don't know, come on. Explain to our listeners why you're shoehorning this person instead of putting them into a home equity line of credit like I did that I'm making zero money on.
Dave, what's their excuse for
I don't know.
12?
Bring them on.
Would they say credit rating? What would they say?
He had a 635 credit score.
Okay, but that doesn't justify 12. I'm sorry.
His wife had a 681 credit score.
Okay.
You know what? We're going with the wife's credit and the wife's income, and we're dropping him off the loan.
Right.
Right? So CCU was able to get them a loan with the wife.
6-8, right.
Right? Why couldn't they do that? I don't know. You'd have to ask Rocket Mortgage. So if you want to get it, listen, I stopped two of our listeners from getting absolutely violated by Rocket Mortgage, and there's hundreds out there. Call me first, and I'll stop the bleeding before you do something silly. This is Senegar Plumbing. I want to thank Senegar Plumbing. Phone lines are blowing up here. And we're late for the break. This poor intern's like, my God, he won't shut up. 312-981-7200.
You're a talk show host.
Get used to it. 312-981-7200. This is the MegaPros call, text, and phone line. And Home Sweet Home Chicago. We'll be back after these messages. 312-981-7200. A lot of duck questions, so I'm going to say it again. If you buy 120 ducks, you go to WGNradio.com/duck, and you buy 120 ducks for Team Hochberg, not for Hanson. Hanson, he's got his own deal going. He's got a 3-week head start. /Hochberg. Email it to me, David@56David, or text it to me, 773-456-6526. You're in for breakfast before the show, one of the shows, and you could sit in on a show if you'd like to. It's that simple. Did I say it slow enough?
Yeah.
Okay.
I like the way you just said, you don't have to come into the show. You might not want to.
Yeah, that's fine too. Whatever you want.
I think that's extra.
Yeah, that's fine.
I mean, not coming in is extra.
Yeah, it's fine. 312-98. Right, we're gonna handcuff you. You're coming to the show. Mary from Chicago, you got a question. How can we help? Mary from Chicago.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. There you are, Mary. Thank you. How,
okay,
what's your question?
I have a dilemma here. I am a single widow, 81, two boys, don't talk to each other, own my condo, and I was thinking of a reverse mortgage, but my biggest problem is, should I put my trust I know how exactly I want it to be when I'm gone.
Okay.
Everything's in order as far as I'm concerned. One son thinks I should put it in a trust. The other one I don't talk to about those personal things because he's the one with the 3 grandchildren. So what my will be is half of it goes to my single son. The other half goes in 4 parts to my son with the 3 children, because I do want to leave an inheritance to my 3 grandchildren when I never get to see.
Okay.
Yeah, this is Dave Schluter. The money you'll be leaving them will be the value of the house minus the reverse mortgage, which is fine, but you definitely want to go with a trust. If you only use a will, it's going to go to court and waste a lot of money. They would still get the money, but yeah, you should do a personal trust with the lawyer of your choice. I'd be glad to help you out. The issue is the money they get is, again, after the reverse mortgage is paid off, then they would get whatever's left at the closing.
I want to be fair. I feel it's the fairest thing that I could do to the situation. I love my sons and my granddaughter, and it's a situation that breaks my heart. But how would it cost me to put it in trust?
Yeah, what I'll do is, if you can, do you have a pen to take a phone number, or I can give you just a quick phone number, and then you can let me know you're the person who called. My name's Dave, and I'm at 630.
Wait a minute, slow down. Everybody's talking. I'm 81. It's 610.
No, 630. It's a DuPage area code. 630-285-5300. You can call me and remind me that you were the person who called Saturday.
Okay. And what did you say, Dave?
Yeah, I said you could call me and tell me that you were the person who called the show on Saturday. My number is 630-285-5300. My name's Dave.
Okay, thank you very much. What's your last name?
Schluter. You'll hear it on the show a few more times.
Just spell it quickly and I'll get off the line.
S-C-H-L-U-E-T-E-R.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Okay, yeah. We'll
and
look forward to
it. If you Google top 10 handsome attorneys, he will pop up.
I know you guys are in a rush, but I wish you'd talk more slowly. I'm 81 and I'm very interested in your subject matters. Thank you. Bye.
No, thank you. Hang on for your Mr. Floor Cleaning and Dave will call you after the show. Right, Dave?
If they put it on the transcript, they got it.
They will. Mm-hmm. Bill and DuPage, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
Great. What's going on?
We have the family home that we've been, my brother and I inherited. I sold him my portion at a very discounted rate and real reasonable terms, no interest. But he put his son in there and rented it to him, unbeknownst to me. Now my brother has passed back in March. They haven't honored any of the agreement we made in case one of us passed. They didn't keep the home insurance up. They didn't make any of the payments. I did send them a notice of default. But instead of foreclosing on them, can I offer them the dollar amount that he gave me, less my expenses?
You can do whatever the market will bear. Just make sure everything's documented so that it doesn't change again. We call this moving the goalposts. These are some things you never thought were going to happen. But yeah, it's all the market. It's private. No one's going to care how you work it out. But whatever you do, document, document, document.
Does it matter whether I'm not in touch with their attorney. I don't know if it's in probate or not. Does it matter?
Well, you can check that out. What town is it in?
Summit, Illinois.
Yeah, so that's Cook County, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, you can reach out to the clerk of the circuit court. They're on the 12th floor of the Daly Center. They'll answer their phone, and they'll run the name of your brother, and they'll see if there's a court case, okay?
If it's in probate already, can I still do this?
Well, again, that'll be another discussion because you'd have to reach out to the probate attorney. But they'll tell you and the clerk of the circuit court if there's a case, okay?
Okay, very well.
All right, Bill. Hang on for your Mr. Floyd Cleaning Pro. A lot of family problems today. My gosh, what's going on here, Dave? You probably see this all the time.
Every week. And the thing is, it's nonstop because after COVID, everybody went crazier by a figure of half.
Yeah.
Because everybody got cooped up too much. And so it's escalated. There are nasty notes going back and forth, nasty meetings, people just getting social media killed by the ones who hate them and stuff. It's not good.
Okay. Well, I think everybody just needs a hug. Janelle?
Yeah, seriously. Okay. People need to stop choosing violence when they wake up.
It's me and you, and then Dave and Steve. They'll give each other hugs. And
well, at least three of us.
Yeah, that's the way we'll go. Yeah. All right. Okay, 312. Steve, I hugged you this morning. You didn't feel it because you were kind of not all
I
there.
Hugged you back.
I know. 312, from in my back seat, passed out. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720 WGIP.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
I was sweating in my costume. I went as Donald Duck.
With all the guys laughing at me, walking as I'm pushing my daughter for Halloween on the 31st, sweating my rear end off.
You were sweating your tail feathers off?
I was sweating my tail. Sweating everything. It's like a freaking oven in there.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
This portion of Home Sweet Home Chicago is sponsored by the fine people at Consumers Credit Union that I mentioned previously that helped our listener who was getting absolutely violated by Rocket Mortgage with a ridiculous loan at a ridiculous rate and ridiculous closing costs. They also have auto loan rates as low as 4.49% if you qualify, and home equity line of credit rates as low as prime minus a half a point for those who qualify, with a teaser rate of prime minus 2. And to buy the Ducks, you go to WGNradio.com/Duck Team Hochberg. Email me the receipt, 773-456-6526. That is my cell phone. You can text me the receipt, too. And you buy 120 ducks. You're in for breakfast and sitting in on the show. Should have came up with this last week.
Car loan interest is also tax-free now. Just thought I'd put that in.
What do you mean?
It's the dealers now. You could write off your car loan.
Yeah, car loan interest is...
Up to what income?
Probably $150,000. For a single person, $300,000 for a couple.
To write off
$10,000. You can get $10,000 in interest a year.
Okay.
Just thought I'd put that in.
Got it.
That's right. Had to have helped the dealers. My goodness.
So, Janelle, it doesn't pay for you to get a car because you make over $300,000.
Well,
312-981 Rose money. Oh yeah, $150,000. Yeah, you're definitely over it with the Rose, but the way Rose throws money around, it's salary. You want to talk about mosquitoes.
Well, yeah. People think that, you know, as we come to the close of summer, then mosquitoes are going away. I mean, we just had this rain today, and I have news for everybody. The mosquitoes are going to be breeding like crazy now that there's going to be standing water everywhere. So I'm giving $75 off of any new Healthy Home Maintenance Program bundles with mosquito services if you mention this show. And if you mention... Home Sweet Home Chicago on WGN Radio. I got people in the office till 2 today, so we can give you a free quote. But mosquitoes aren't stopping anytime soon. They like 4 things. Coolness, shade, moisture, and being out of the wind. Those combinations make for a perfect environment for mosquito breeding. And we have services that are kid-friendly, pollinator-friendly, pet-friendly. And it makes a huge difference if you want to enjoy your yard the rest of the summer. Get on our schedule now.
And your technicians are very friendly as well.
Oh, they're amazing.
Phone number.
1-800-GOT-PESTS or rosepestcontrol.com for a free quote.
Can we talk about Maywood? Or was it Oak Park? It was Oak Park.
Oak Park, yeah.
Can we? Because we had a nice heated, you know, debate, healthy debate, conversation at breakfast. Oak Park just passed what day?
They passed committee for saying that the priority for all building permits are not single-family homes. So if there's a vacant lot, they've shifted priorities from... And I grew up there. My brother's still in our 100-year family home.
Sorry to hear that.
No, it's a great house.
Okay.
But anyway, here's the thing. They're saying, no, you got to come up with, as the builder, a multifamily situation.
So here's what that means.
And not build a nice house.
So if you sell a house, a single-family house...
Right.
A developer could buy it and could automatically build 4 units on the single family house if they get...
their priority. Yeah, the zoning. It's all about the zoning. But what they're doing is it's an idea of restructuring the housing market.
Make it more dense.
In many more towns. Their idea is it's, quote, more affordable. But if the people own it instead of rent, the Oak Park taxes are super high. So it's not always a silver bullet. But again... For years, you could do whatever you want. Single vacant property, you buy it, and you want to go ahead. You could put up 3 beautiful homes, but now they got to be attached or some kind of multi-family situation. And it's got all kinds of things behind it. It moved past committee. It hasn't gone full-blown.
The state tried to pass this earlier in session, and it failed.
Right.
So I want all of our listeners to know, because all of a sudden, all of these stories from...
different suburbs.
Suburban village presidents and mayors started popping up in my feed. Call your elected officials, and it was already killed already, but they're going to bring it back.
Yes.
Springfield wants to control what's built in your in your town.
Neighborhood.
That's it. Okay. They want to control. They tried to pass it in Northbrook, and we shot it down. Okay. So when I say get involved in your local politics, if you want to go to Oak Park and you live in Oak Park and you don't want that single family home that's next to you that might be 100 years old and broken down and beat up, somebody would come in, typically would buy a single family, knock it down or renovate it. Now they could come down and they have to build, if this passes,
multifamily.
A multifamily. So your single family community that you bought into and you've been living there and you bought in that community because you like to have a yard and you like to have kids riding bikes and it was a lower density there, they want that change down in Springfield. We killed it in Northbrook so far, right? And, you know, Oak Park wants to do it, then move to Oak Park, right? If Evanston wants to do it, then move to Evanston. We don't want it in Northbrook, so we're not going to have it. I'm just saying, wake the hell up, listeners, and find out what's going on in your backyard, because your village might have a bunch of altruistic affordable housing crusaders on there, which is going to impact the way that your current neighborhood is looking, number one, and how your real estate taxes are going to be paid, number two, and it's going to have an impact on schools, number three. So get involved with what's going on, because if I wanted that type of housing, I would have bought in Evanston and I would have bought in Oak Park, and I didn't because I like Northbrook. Steve,
agreed.
Okay. Okay. Well,
it's not only just multifamily, but then they usually put in
ADUs.
A percentage of the units that have to be for subsidized.
Sure. Affordable housing.
Section 8.
You know what that does? That increases the price for the builder, or it decreases the sales price of the land for the person selling it.
It's free, Dave.
Yeah. Because the developer's got to build in all the stuff. Okay. Guess what? Square footage of homes in Northbrook, single family home, right? Right now, it's $400 a square foot. Okay, you could buy a home for $320,000 to $280,000, but it's going to need $250,000 to $400,000 to upgrade in the house because it's circa 1963. Mm-hmm. Okay, so in this market, what's affordable? Okay, I'm sorry, but there's, you know, back in the day, Northbrook was you know, in the 70s, they were growing corn and soybeans in Buffalo Grove. Okay, in the 50s, Deerfield was a fishing village. Okay, all the little shacks up there on Greenwood and all the stuff that have been torn down and they've got gigantic houses up now, there's a reason for that, because people used to go out of the city to Deerfield. That's why it was called Half Day Road. It took a half a day to get up there.
Yep.
Okay, back in the day. And people used to go.
It still does on 294.
Well, it depends. Right, depends on the time of day. But that's why that's where they went. Deerfield's now, they got gigantic houses there. So get involved in what the hell you're doing in your towns before your towns roll you over, and just get involved. Go to a meeting and just open your eyes and your ears to what's going on. Or just sit on your rear end from your couch when there's a village meeting and watch it and listen to what they're doing. I applaud the mayor from Naperville, and I believe it was Joliet, and I believe it was New Lenox that were all active on social media explaining to their residents what's going on. Northbrook, radio silent, right? We got nothing.
The underlying social issue is that there's a belief that there's a constitutional right to live in a town of your choice versus a place that you can afford. And it's not racial discrimination to say some areas are more expensive than others. But there is this underlying feeling that if someone says, I like that area, that the government's going to guarantee their wishes and dreams. And that's kind of what is the fundamental foothold of saying, developer, you have to make a multifamily because some people want to live there.
Springfield wants to do that.
Right.
Springfield wants to hog tie your town.
Right.
That if something goes down here, buddy of mine lives in Evanston, right? I just had dinner with him at EJ's in Skokie. Delicious. Okay. You ever been there?
No.
Oh, forget about it. It's fantastic. It's right by the funeral home over there, across from.
Well, that could be related.
No.
Oh, jeez.
It's fantastic. It's a Chicago style. It's in steakhouse. It's fantastic. So he's like, Evanston passed a referendum to build a school. It failed. School board built it anyway. Okay, so the voter said, no, we don't want a new school. We don't need a new school.
But they had the money.
No, they didn't.
The school board had the money.
No, they didn't. Oh, so really? They built the new school anyway. Now they don't have enough money to run both schools.
Oh, jeez.
So they want to shut down one of the schools
that's
in his backyard and put up what? Affordable housing.
Okay.
He's like, I just put in 400 G's into my house, right? And right. I've got affordable housing in my backyard now. So that's what they do. So get involved. That's all I'm saying. Yeah. Get off your couch and find out what's going on.
100%.
Right?
And have your opinion. Speak your mind. But at least
be respectful.
Right, right.
Okay? Maybe talk.
If you see the number of the percentage of people who are involved in local elections,
it's ridiculous.
Despicable.
disgusting.
Get involved.
Less than 20% of people in towns
And then voted. You complain about the people that are in charge. Well, they say, I didn't put them there. Well, maybe if you got involved, they wouldn't be there.
Just wake up and go vote.
You did put them there by not voting.
Exactly.
You 100% put them there by not voting. So it's happening in your town, and if you don't want it, get involved. Find out who your village manager is. Find out who your trustees are. Find out who
precinct
your
committeeman.
Precinct committeeman, Stephen A. Leahy over here. find out who your state rep and state senator. Let them know what you want. Okay, because if they're not hearing from you, they're just going to go down to Springfield and do willy-nilly. Nobody's saying anything. Well, open up your mouths and get going, because you're going to have multi-unit buildings next to your single-family house. Yep. If you don't open your mouths and figure out what the hell's going on, we'll keep you abreast in the situation. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720 WG. I'm going to take a quick break. Come back after these messages.
Let's review.
You're assuming I don't have delicate silk things that I wear.
You have holes in your underwear.
That's disgusting.
Here's the deal about men's underpants. Okay. You don't need to understand. I started seeing things disappear, so I started doing my own laundry. I'm like, what's up?
She's throwing your underwear with holes away because it's embarrassing. Like when you bend over.
Don't do that.
I don't bend.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. Wrapping up the show here. We're going to go to Debbie. Debbie, speed round here. How can we help you?
Yes, I have a question. My husband passed away a while ago, and I'm thinking of getting a reverse mortgage.
Yes.
The house is title is in my husband's name and my maiden name.
Mm-hmm.
We weren't married at the time we bought the house. Will I have trouble? There's no will, and I have no children.
Absolutely not for me. David, will she have a problem?
No, you're good by the probate laws because you had no kids. You inherit. You're the 100% inherit. And what they'll say on the documents are, and I'm just making up a name, Joan Davis, now known as Joan Smith. It'll be fine.
Steve, you have a question about that?
No, I'm just mentioning that I assume she owned the home joint tenancy, and so now the house is hers.
Yeah.
Right.
And so, we just got a show.
We say now known as, that's all. Yeah. It's an easy fix.
Is there a mortgage on the house now, Debbie?
It's a reverse, she said.
No, it's paid.
Oh, it's paid, and you want to get a reverse? Okay, so, well, may your husband's memory be a blessing. That's horrible. And we'll help you after the show. Okay, Deb?
Okay, thank you very much.
All right, hang on for your Mr. Floor Cleaning product. Lee, last call of the show. Lee in Orland, got a quick question about property tax refunds.
Well, I don't have a question. I just want to make a comment. You know, you helped me make a refi about 15 years ago, and your guy Jose helped me about 3 years ago.
Yep.
I've been a long-time listener. I filed for a property tax refund 15 months ago, and I finally got my checks today.
Jeez.
So for everybody out there, there's hope if you filed. Be patient. I guess they're catching up. And I got my three checks, almost seven G's back today.
Wow, that's great, Lee. Glad you're happy, and I'm glad Jose took care of you.
Yeah, he's a good guy, and you are too, Dave. Thanks.
All right, buddy. Thanks, Lee. Hang on for your Mr. Floor Cleaning product. Nugget of knowledge. Let's go around the horn here. Everybody gets a couple of minutes to say goodbye. Janelle, you're the aforementioned bug lady, so you jump to the front of the line.
Yep, folks, don't try to take care of wasp situations on your own. They're out in full force, and Rose is here to help if you do have a wasp nest on the outside of your house or threatening your pets or kids. Give us a call anytime. Get on our schedule for mosquito services, too. You got 1 month left of the summer to enjoy your backyard free of mosquitoes, so get on our schedule. We'll take care of you. Give us a call at 1-800-GOT-PESTS or visit rosepestcontrol.com for a free quote.
Stephen A. Leahy, Opum Tax Advocates.
I'm going to address this from 847. The IRS sent me a form number CP14 for a penalty payment of $115. I paid my taxes on time. I have never been late and pay once a year. Why did I get a penalty? I am 84 years old and do not pay quarterly. Do I have to? You don't have to, but then you'll pay a penalty. Because that's what that's for, right? Because we are a pay as you go for taxes, and you have to, if you owe at the end of the year, you're supposed to pay quarterly, and if you don't, you pay this penalty. So I wanted to talk about that. I also want to mention that Tuesday through Thursday is Lake Forest Days, and we're going to be there. We being the men of St. Patrick Church are making hamburgers and selling hamburgers. So come by there, buy a hamburger, help the, it's for a good cause.
You're not bringing the hot dog cart out?
No, they wouldn't let me.
Oh, wow. Wow.
So, and I told you I'm going to Italy.
Yes.
Okay, so the church is having a picnic, and I always bring my, they've had a couple times I bring my hot dog stand. I couldn't do it this year. So.
Oh, my.
Travesty.
It is.
All right. Phone number one more time.
312-664-6649. Or go to fightbacknow.com. Sign up for my free email newsletter. It's every day. Or become a member. Become a freedom fighter today.
Fight back now.
David A. S. Schluter, nugget of knowledge on the way out, buddy.
It's R. Schluter.
Yeah, R. Jeez, what's wrong?
Thanks
with
for caring.
Edit that out.
No, just please stay off the internet as your only source. People are drafting documents, messing things up. Then they pass away, and the kids didn't know that mom was on the web downloading things. So please just call a lawyer. We exist for a reason. I know there's lawyer jokes. I like them a lot. But the issue is, we do exist for a reason. So before you make any moves or give any advice to anybody, we do free consultations every day. Dave Schluter, 630-285-5300. And if you want to shoot me an email, wgenattorney.com.
All right.
I did want to mention, you mentioned, Dave, earlier that in Illinois we use attorneys for closings and other states don't.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's crazy not to use an attorney.
The biggest thing you do in your life.
In your whole life.
I know.
And you're worried about a couple $100 for a lawyer. It doesn't make any sense. Right.
It would be nice if the seller's attorney got the numbers in a little faster, Steve.
Just well, some of them make mistakes, just like some mortgage people.
Some of them should have had...
You need a ride home, Steve. You got to watch yourself.
Why are you talking about him?
Mortgage professional had the numbers there a week before, Steve, when the loan was clear to close. We just needed the final numbers.
Don't ride the elevator with Dave, man.
We just needed the seller's figure, Steve. How tough is that? How tough is that, Steve?
That wasn't on you, Dave.
Loan officers. Yeah, okay.
I got the loan done, Steve. I got the toughest thing done. Everybody needs me to close the deal.
I could badmouth attorneys, but I wouldn't be against Dave. I like Dave.
All right, this is great.
I like you.
All right, great. You guys could do your Kennan.
We're going to have an attorney meeting after this.
Can't wait. Everybody will fall asleep.
Air quotes are a meeting.
10 seconds.
I'm just going to hug it out.
Bought my house in Oak Park because it's a single family, a very nice block. Do not want a change. Most people do not want it. Want to vote out this group of trustees. So 708, I advise you to get more active because I guarantee you 708, less than 25% of the people in Oak Park voted in the last municipal election. So there are 75 other people. It's the silent majority that you need to activate and to get involved in what's going on in your community because they are going to steamroll you. And before you know it, in 10 years, you will have multi-unit buildings brand new that do not fit in with the Oak Park-esque look of the Frank Lloyd Wright and all of those different types of beautiful 100-year-old houses. You're going to have a gray and a brownstone going up with 2 or 4 6-unit buildings, and you're going to compact the density. Get involved. And if you call, if you want to refinance and not get drilled by Rocket Mortgage right here, give me a call, 855-563-2643. 56 David, I don't even know my number. Or go to 56david.com. Buy 24 ducks. Go to WGN. What is it again? Hold on. I got it right here because this is the last time you're going to hear me talk about it. Go to WGNradio.com/duck. Team Hochberg, buy 24 ducks for Team Hochberg. Send it to me, david@56david.com, or text it to me, 773-456-6526. You get free breakfast before the show. And sit in on the show. Thanks for listening, everybody. Stay dry. Enjoy Lala if you're going. And thanks for listening. We'll be back next Saturday.
The preceding episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago was sponsored by David Hochberg and Jeremy Hogle from MegaPros Home Repair, Remodel, and Renovation Experts. The law offices of David Schluter, Stephen A. Leahy from OPEM Tax Advocates, and Janelle Iacino from Rose Pest Solutions. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNRadio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago.